What's up, YouTubeites? Welcome to Lords of the Lawnmower Expense to Cover Price Top 10 for the week ending March 18th, 2024. Happy belated St. Patrick's Day to you. Happy St. Patty's Day. While you guys are congregating, let me conjure something up.
Conjure?
I will
constipate.
Yeah, let's do this one.
Drop it like it's hot. When the pigs try to get at you, park it like it's hot. And if a get an attitude, pop it like it's hot. I got the rollie on my arm, and I'm pouring Chandon and I'm overdosing, cause I got it going on.
Go shorty, it's your birthday. We gon' party like it's your birthday. Go shorty, it's your birthday. We gon' party like it's your birthday. Go shorty, it's your birthday. We gon' party like it's your birthday.
Get your damn hands up. Get your damn hands up. That's the handle. Get your damn hands up. Show it. Get your damn hands up. That's the handle. Get your damn hands up. Show it. Get your damn hands up. That's the handle. Get your damn hands up.
Party people, your dreams have now been fulfilled. Get your ass up.
Ah. Merci beaucoup, DJ Ladies Style from Paris, France.
If that doesn't get you in the mood, I don't know what will.
Right? Yeah. Come on.
Pumping it.
Little you guys know that in the background when I'm playing this, all of us just jam out. Except for Laura. She just jam. But, you know, JB's kind of got thing going here. And Marty's just kind of like a head thing. And I was doing smoke rings. Watch, let me see.
All right. Man, this one's gonna be good. I don't really do the top 10 the modern books as much, but I looked over this list and there's a couple I have on here. So yeah,
no, this is definitely not old for this, man, because there's some returning champions there from way
there's
back.
There's some good ones on here, man.
Yeah, man.
Good ones. I mean, good ones.
Yeah. Speaking of the aforementioned list, this list is brought to our friends over at coverprice.com for your price guides, collections, and trends. Head on over to coverprice.com. Also, Bert, our proudly sponsor, our friends over at Bird City Comics, use discount code of LOTLB to get 15% off anything in the Bird City Comics exclusives. Laura's not here this week, so I don't know. Maybe she'll email me on Thursday. For they normally have drops on Friday, so maybe we'll have something for you guys. All right. Maybe. As usual, this is the cover price top 10 for the weekend at 3/18/24. There's some that are still rock solid on here, but there's some new entries. So
what's the over under on ultimate titles? 4.5. Right now, everybody in the chat, over under 4.5.
Over and under 4.5.
They already know, but do they know the runner up?
I'll tell you what about the runner up, man. I was looking at the other 10. You know, there's more than one runner up. There's actually an 11 through 20 to this list. And if anybody wants to go check out the 11 through 20 for this week's list, is fantastic. I might have to do a show on the runner up this week. It's a really fantastic list. Let me show you what ended up being the number 11 book in this week's list, The New Teen Titans, issue number 1. This is Bronze Age, baby. Originally published in 1980. Now, James Gunn's DCU is shaping up to be something spectacular. The Hollywood Reporter reported that the Teen Titans will get the big screen treatment. Not only that, but the same squad most fans are familiar with. That led them to this book, which features the second team appearance and origin of the fan favorite Titan team, comprised of Robin, Beast Boy, Starfire, Raven, Cyborg, and to a lesser extent, Kid Flash and Wonder Girl. Now, we track 17 copies sold at a 7-day trend of 191%, with a high sale of $290 for a CGC 9.8 and a current raw near mint fair market value of $84.
I've had this book's so many different times that, you know what I'm saying? New Teen Titans number 1, CC 9.8, $290.
Love the TV, HBO series on this, by the way. Really do.
HBO.
I think it was HBO.
Max? Was there an Max. HBO Max? Is
that what it was? It never aired on HBO. Yeah. And it just kind of ended, which kind of sucked. I meant, are they bringing back did they say it was bringing back the actors or just the characters?
I didn't hear anything on that. Yeah, I would get a complete new recasting. You know what? Let's do a show and cast the Teen Titans. I'm gonna do that on the next modern man.
I think they can do an upgrade on some of the actors, you know what I mean? Because it's for the big screen, but I'm pretty sure there will be some purists who'll be like, no, they need to cast blah 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 blah, you know. So new Teen Titans number 1 is the runner up. Let's get right to it. What do we have for number 10?
Yeah, brings you Ultimate Universe number 1, published by Marvel in 2023. Ultimate Universe number 1 kicked off the new universe that is still going strong for 4 months later. It features cameos of the new Black Panther and the new Momoko character, Maystorm. While the top 10 has primarily focused on Ultimate Spider-Man and, recently, Ultimate Black Panther, this book is getting the recognition it deserves. Fans are tracking down earlier copies of this new Ultimate Universe as the book's reception has been overwhelmingly positive. We track 22 copies sold at a 7-day trend of 114%, with a high sale of $40 for a raw copy and a current near mint fair market value of $29. There it is.
Talk to me, Tim.
Well, it was number 10 last week. It was number 10 last week, right? If I recall correctly. So it is hanging on by the hairs on his chinny chin chin. So we'll see next week if it's still on the, my guess it's not, because a lot of news is dropping from Marvel, which, you know, so, and DC.
Plus the Acolyte trailer. We're going to get a little Star Wars bump next week.
Watch. That looked dope as hell. All right, number 10 on the list, Ultimate Universe number 1, the Brian Hitch regular cover, Raw Dog, 40 Bones. And a book that we specced on from long-term spec list from our man Mikey Sutton, rest in peace, way back when.
Back in
reappears.
The days.
Look at this.
Oh, yeah. All right, everybody. At number 9, we've got Nova issue number 1. Originally published in 1976, and that is Bronze Age, baby. In 2022, a rumor began that a Nova movie was developing at Marvel. As the release date for Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 approached, many fans thought we would see a tease for the character in that movie. Now, prior to release, James Gunn took to Twitter to reveal that was not the case. Since then, news on the Nova project hit a hiatus. Just this past weekend, production and development executive at Marvel Studios, Brad Winterbaum, confirmed that a Nova project was in early development. Now, it's important to note that it was immediately followed by a statement saying, "We're going to be developing more than we actually produce." While the character may be worked on, there is no guarantee that a final product will make it to the silver screen or even streaming services. Until then, fans have gambled on the character's first appearance issue. We track 19 copies sold in a 7-day trend of 137%, with a high sale of $1,104 for a CGC 9.8 and a new raw, very fine, fair market value of $45.
Wow. So Nova number one coming in at number nine, CGC 9.8 for 1100. I don't even in its heyday, I don't remember it being this high. Maybe 1500 was an all-time sale, I'm thinking, but it hasn't broken four figures in a while. But I could be wrong. And what's interesting is, Brad Winterbaum. There's a couple of things to unpack here. The guy from Marvel, Brad Winterbaum, also went on to say that, you know, they asked him if it was going to be Rich Rider or was it Kevin Feige? One of the two. They asked him if it was going to be Richard Rider or Sam Alexander, and he said yes and yes. Yeah. So my guess is it's going to be next week. You're going to see Sam Alexander books on here as well. Because they were pretty vague in what they did, but I think it
good forecast.
I've been saying this for so long, man, that it sets up perfectly for Annihilation. Because the Nova Corps was destroyed. Right, but we never saw that though. It was Thanos told that, you know, Thanos, you know, when in the beginning of Infinity War, you know, he says he decimated Xandar to get the one of the gems, the Power Stone, I think it is. Mm-hmm. And so that's straight from the comics, because in the comics the Nova Corps gets decimated and there's only one lone survivor, which is Richard Rider. And then he becomes Nova Prime, not the Nova Prime Glenn Close, but the Nova Prime, meaning like he has all the powers of the Nova Corps, and he has a helmet that talks to him. kind of like Kit from Knight Rider. I mean, I swear to God, it's such a good read, man.
Interesting.
That sets up perfectly, I mean, for his origin story. You know, you don't have to. They get to show a quick flashback of Xandar being destroyed and the same Alexander popping out. Richard Rider. Good old Dick Rider.
Old Dick Rider.
Old Dick. There we go. All right. Number nine, Nova number one for $1,100 for a 9.8. What do you have for number eight?
Number eight. Nice. Nice cover. The New Guardians number one. This is by DC. Published now in 1988. Yep. Reddit is a fascinating place to revisit faux pas of the past. Screen Rant originally covered the worst DC villain back in August of 2022. But thanks to Redditors, the Hemogoblin is again in the spotlight. The post was about Hemogoblin being the worst, most controversial villain, as he's a white supremacist vampire whose powers allow him to bite enemies and give them AIDS/HIV.
What the post?
That's horrible.
Okay. Yeah.
That is crazy.
The post was shared 8 days ago, receiving over 13,000 reactions, and that has a thriving comment section of 500 replies. Pop Culture of Brain then highlighted the villains in one of their videos, informing countless thousands more of this dastardly scoundrel. This attention led to a new all-time high sale of $152 for a graded 9.8 copy. Wow. I wonder if DC's cocaine-powered villain will see the same popularity.
Hell, he tracked
19 copies sold at a 7-day trend of 148%. With a high sale of $23 for a raw copy and a current raw very fine. Fair market value of $6.
New Guardians number one raw dog, $23. That's what we're doing now? Is that what we're doing now? We're going on Reddit and just going off of that.
This is insane. Hold on, let me get this straight. The Hemo Goblin is a white supremacist vampire whose power allows him to bite enemies and give them AIDS. Who the hell came up with this? Come on.
This people. Is interesting.
Same guy who created the cocaine character.
The cocaine character. I forgot and who the cocaine that
was,
bear.
Man. Yeah. But it was DC too that did the cocaine character. So I mean somebody was thinking of some crazy stuff. Because in 1988, you know, not to get too much of a controversy here. But 1988, that was like the height of like AIDS and HIV, remember?
It was and the cocaine boom too was around that era.
Well, yeah, too, that so, too. Yeah. So you know, having a villain do that, I mean, I don't know if he could do it now, but you know, back then it was like, you know, HIV this is a bad thing, but it was associated with a certain type of people. Do you remember Magic Johnson got HIV and we all thought he was gonna die? Man, that motherfucker is still alive. It's like Jesus. Well, yeah, Christ. I mean, all right, New Guardians number one, man. Raw Doc, 23 Bones from 1988. What do you have for number seven?
All right, at number seven, we've got Ultimate Spider-Man, issue number one, the Marco Cicchetto regular cover. Now, this book has been a 2024 All-Star. Starting the new year with a bang, this issue put the new Ultimate Universe on the map. It's been 2 months since the release of this book and the mark it made on the collecting community. Sales have recently started fluctuating, dropping in sales since last week and causing this book to fall to seventh place from second. Now, even among the swings in sales, this book is still moving enough to keep it in the top 10. With no MCU rumors or ties, this book has been pushing sales on its own. Now, that speaks to the staying power of this new series and the awesome talent behind it. Now, we track 37 copies sold in the last 7-day trend, a trend of 98% with a high sale of $230 for a CGC 9.8 copy in a new current raw near mint fair market value of $82.
That is crazy. Like we were saying last week and the week before that, that CGC copies are going to slowly be matriculating down to the aftermarket, you know, on eBay, you know, because a lot of people are getting their slab copies back now. So I think that's, you know, what's going on. So shout out, first of all, to the live chat. I am taking a page from JB and pandering to the live chat because, you know, you guys are a little bit late arriving, but we're at 98, almost 100 viewers, live viewers right now as we speak. So shout out to Michael Baker, Lagerstyle, the Immortal Biggie Jack. Oh, shoot. We got Matthew Cologne, Han Solo, Cosmo One, Kenny the Comic Collector. I know I never give people shouts out because a lot of shows do that. You know, they name everybody in the live chat, but not dispersing anything about other shows, but they have like 20, 30 people in their live chat. I mean, I have 100. So I mean, you know, so I try to highlight everything, you know, so, you know, at least you will see that they're in there. So, you know,
of course, everybody. I like the highlights though, man. It doesn't take away from the show either, you know?
Yeah. That's why I'm holding down. That's why I don't read, dog. Come on, man. Ultimate Spider-Man number one, Marco Cicchetto for 234, 9.8. Let's break it up a little something.
All right, here we go. Number six brings you Star Wars The High Republic Adventures Phase 3, number 4, by Harvey Tolabau. This is published by Dark Horse in 2024. If you're a Star Wars fan and a key collector, this book is probably high on your want list. Star Wars comics are known for debuting a whole roster of new characters in a single issue. This book introduces not one, not two, but a staggering 8 new characters. It's been a week since the release of this book, and it had seen a meteoric rise. The fair market value of this book has jumped over 4 times the cover price. It has a healthy aftermarket demand, and Star Wars fans have been known to keep a book hot for weeks after its debut. Let's see how this book fares in the next week's numbers. We track 19 copies sold at a 7-day trend of 201%, with a high sale of $18 for a raw copy and a current near mint fair market value of $12.
Star Wars: The High Republic Adventures Phase 3, number 4, the Harvey Tillebaugh variant or cover, Raw Dog. Arthur Seamus says, soon the top 10 will be 50-50 DC and Marvel. I don't know, man. The Marvel has kind of a grip on it right now. So
they do. They do.
Yeah, but all of this James Gunn is bringing in all this new DC action. I love it.
Man, I tell you what, I'm a big DC fan, man. But you know, I got to get it to Marvel, man. They've been on that board for a while now.
Yeah, man. When's the last DC property that came out on
besides TV? this joke that just
besides
the read on this? Yeah, movies.
God, the Flash.
Yeah, the Flash. The Aquaman just came out too.
Oh, Aquaman. Yeah, that was formidable. Yeah. Jeez, no wonder why I forgot about it. But I mean, nothing in the pipeline, but. Mark my words, boys and girls, this year at San Diego Comic-Con, tons of news is going to drop. There's always, you know, when a lot of news is going to drop, when you get nothing but radio silence leading up to San Diego Comic-Con.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Isn't the Star Wars The High Republic from Dark Horse made for kids? And the ones from 2024?
I
don't think so.
No, that's Star Wars. Yeah, the Star Wars Adventures.
It's Star Wars Adventures, right? It's not the High
Republic. That's what this is, High Republic Adventures.
Yeah, isn't this for kiddies? Because that cover looks scary.
No, it's not. It's
so for those who haven't seen it, go check out the Acolyte trailer, yo. It looked pretty dope. I'm digging it.
On point.
All right. Hey, a returning champion.
What?
Look at this.
Look at this, man. Shout out to the chat.
Bird City Comics.
Yeah, Bird City. Where are they, man? Where is she? All right. At number 5, we've got 8 Billion Genies, issue number 1, originally published in 2022. Welcome back, Genies. Now, this book was in previous top 10 lists during its release and subsequently following the announcement that Amazon was looking into the property for a future production. Now, news has been non-existent since the initial announcement, but this last week changed all of this. This book is now on the radar for every collector out there, as we learned that Seth Rogen and Seth Rogen and Point Grey Pictures will be producing a movie for this property. Not only that, but they have also tapped Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse co-director Rodney Rothman to adapt the storyline. Those are heavy hitters in the industry, leading many to believe that this is a film to keep an eye on and a comic to pick up sooner rather than later. We track 23 copies sold at a 7-day trend of 167%, with a high sale of $110 for a CGC 9.8 copy and a raw near mint fair market value of $32.
8 Billion Genies number 1, 9.8 for $110. Remember, this was all the rage when it came out because of the news associated. Our friends Bird City Comics had some of the dopest 8 Billion Genies covers. You know, they had the super hot Super Nintendo variant for 8 Billion Genies. So I'm going to go back to that last one about the character in development and production. All right, there's 2 different things.
Were we talking about when we read the Nova and they mentioned that they're going to be developing a lot more, but not actually releasing it?
Yeah. So basically, in development means they're looking at it, seeing what stories they can do, seeing what, you know, blah, blah, blah. In production means that it started to film, at least, or at least pre-production, right? Where they have a director, they have a writer, they have a writer's room, they have, you know, actors, you know, whatever, for production. It's pretty rare that, you know, production and they haven't announced, you know, who the actor is for them. So that's why, just to know the difference between, development and production. There's a good video on New Rock Stars or Emergency Awesome that explains the difference of the two. So just says, anybody in Hollywood tell you the streets are strewn with the IP belonging that it got from comic books that they developed but never came to fruition.
Yeah.
I mean, easily, I was talking to Matt. He's like, oh, yeah, there's like 100. You know what I mean? Think about all the indie comics and, you know, this, that, and the other Image besides, you know, Marvel and DC and but all of them. And, you know, I mean, you know, perfect. Somebody made perfect example in the live chat. They brought up Spawn. That's been in development forever now. It's not in production yet, right?
Right.
In development. Right. So there you go. All right. All right.
Number five. Let's say wrap that up for us.
Number one. Coming in number five. All right, what do you have for number? Whoa, this again.
Yeah. Yeah. This again. Number four brings you the New Mutants number 98, published by Marvel in 1991. In case you haven't heard, and we really don't know how you haven't, Deadpool 3 is set to debut in July this year. We're about 4 months away from the only MCU movie to hit the silver screen this year. Not only is this Deadpool's first introduction into the MCU, but Deadpool is also being tasked with repairing it. The trailer strongly hinted at Deadpool's taking to different timelines / universes for assignments tasked by the TVA. This movie has been rife with countless cameo rumors. The latest comes from a comment by James Marsden, aka Cyclops. In an interview for Sonic 3, he subtly commented that he filmed Sonic 3 next to the Deadpool 3 stages.
Oh.
This statement has led fans to believe he may make a cameo appearance. And all it takes is a spark and the rumor wildfire begins. We track 38 copies sold at a 7-day trend of 102% with a high sale of $1,380. For a CGC 9.8 copy and a raw near mint fair market value of $378.
All right. New Mutants number 98, regular cover, $1,350.
The price went down quite a bit, hasn't it?
It went down under four figures, and then it went at its heyday, it was right around $1,500, $2,000. If you have the
newsstand,
that was around $4,500. At one point, I had five copies. I had 3.98s and 2.96s, and I sold them all and made a grip of cash. I meant, you know,
good for you, bro.
So basically, this guy was selling five raw copies for like, you know, X amount of dollars, right? So nice. He said five, and he said 2.50 each. And I go, how about I just give you a grand for all five of them? He goes, okay. And I pressed and slabbed them, and then there's a ton of these, you know, there's a ton of these in a 9.8 out there.
Oh, yeah.
In the world. So how come Sockup isn't on the list? Because basically James Marsden is just saying he was filming his movie right next to where Deadpool is,
Sonic. Yeah, I mean,
yeah, which by the way is in Atlanta. Okay. So tons of people go to Atlanta at the same time,
because like,
they have huge sound sets and all this other stuff. You know, LA is, you know, it's kind of congested. Sometimes they do stuff here, but it's Atlanta and studio in London where George Lucas filmed all the stuff, because they have huge backstages or sound stages that do special effects, and that Dome 360 thing that was made so popular by The Mandalorian If you haven't looked up the dome, that thing is dope. Now most of the Marvel guys are doing the dome for a special effects. So, all right, what do you have for number three? Oh, no.
All right, look at this. Look at this. You know what it is.
Pinewood, there it is. Pinewood Studios in London. Thank you very much, Jason.
All right, at number three, we've got Ultimate X-Men issue number one, the Peach Momoko cover.
Hey guys, it's Lou here, your out of shape comic book collector, and I'm welcoming you to another episode of What to Put in Your Box.
Oh man, you're not gonna believe this, dude. Your book came back a 9.8.
A 9.8 karate kick! Oh. Hey guys, it's Comic Lou here, and this is another episode of our top 10. Where the comics we talk about, ironically, are on my eBay store. And I'm here, joined by the comic sensei from Alaska himself, Kevin.
What's up, guys? We got our top 10 books. This is on our top 10 here. It's Peach Momoko.
Peach Momoko!
Want to take a look?
I love Peach Momoko. I love Peach
Momoko. Dude, what? Dude, it's my book. Dude, stop! It's my book! Dude, stop!
Man, I'm T-Ho from Lords of the Short Box. Screw that guy, British style. Yo, DJ Curse Words, kick it!
First things first, I say all the words inside my head. I'm fired up and tired of the way
that things are. Man, what the fuck is that?
Sorry, I had to. Hey, you know the rules, man. If certain names are invoked, something happen.
All right, but it's
magic. It only happens, it's like magic.
Don't do that one again. All right, now this book has moved slower than the debut of Ultimate Spider-Man and Ultimate Black Panther. This week, it made a huge jump and took us to the third spot on our top 10 list. This book likely took time to gain traction due to no significant first appearances, like the other first issue Ultimate books. Now, as fans get a hold of more Ultimate Universe books, they're likely attempting to complete the trifecta of number ones. The Ultimate X-Men is a fresh take on the X-Men, drawing little influence from the previous X-Men titles. Whatever Momoko has been writing has been clearly a hit with fans, and we tracked 42 copies sold at a 7-day trend of 104%, with a high sale of $20 for a raw copy and a current near mint fair market value of $12.
Ultimate X-Men number one, the Peach Momoko variant for regular, actually, for Raw Dog, $20, man. So, what? Will Miranda says, and this is why I don't watch it. Is it because of Ultimate X-Men? Is it because of Peach Momoko? Or is it because of Ages Comics? Or is it because of us? God dang. There's a lot not to watch about this show. So, you know.
Not to watch us, Will. Yeah, you got to be more specific, Will.
You got to narrow down, bro.
You're shitting the bed over here sometimes. You got to be more specific.
Because of Tim, because of JB, because of Marty.
I know, right, bro? Right. Jeez. All right. What happened number two?
Number two, we bring you Ultimate Spider-Man number two. This is the Marco Cecchetto regular cover published by Marvel in 2024. This Thursday marks a month since the release of the first in-story appearance of the new Earth 6160 Spider-Man, and it's still a top book. This week, we see the second issue take over the top 10 and beat out the first issue. This is likely due to the lower buy-in of collecting this book. However, you also have to consider this book is also the first appearance of the new Ultimate Universe Shocker. Either way, this series has gotten praise from critics and fans alike, making it a great series to collect, whether you're a reader or value collector. We tracked 49 copies sold at a 7-day trend of 105%. With a high sale of $70 for a CGC 9.8 copy and a current near mint fair market value of $16.
Why are you shaking your head, JB? Why are you shaking your head, JB? They invoked it, right? It's, I mean, that's to me is an invocation, not a Petromoco, but
come to me. I've been waiting.
Oh my God. We're clipping that.
No, we're not.
Oh man. Shout out to Miss Lady Laura, couldn't make it today, but she's off this whole week actually, so you just stuck with us ugly mugs. But shout out to you guys, 133 people in the live chat. All right, number one,
Laura's in there with her burner account right now, killing us. No,
talking shit about Lords of Brooklyn, no doubt.
All right, everybody, here we go. Number one on the list, if like you didn't know, Ultimate Black Panther issue number one. Probably gonna butcher the name. The Stefano Caselli. I'm not familiar with that one. Stefano Caselli.
Right. Yeah. Sounds good to me.
All right. Yeah. So the Ultimate Universe has been the universe to watch since its launch. We have regularly seen a multitude of Ultimate books hit the top 10. For the most part, it has always been a trade-off between Ultimate Spider-Man and Ultimate Black Panther. Ultimate Black Panther took the top spot this week, even though it's been a month since the debut of the new Earth 6160 Black Panther. Sales, they're still strong. We tracked 54 copies sold at a 7-day trend of 97% with a high sale of $91 for a CGC 9.8 copy and a current raw near mint fair market value of $27. Shout out to the 130 strong. If you enjoyed tonight's show, make sure to hit the thumbs up.
There goes the JB Panthers to the audience for your bingo card. There you go. Ultimate Black Panther number one. I don't think this book is going anywhere. It's number one, and it's a month old, so that means a lot of stuff is going to come back from CGC. So, rinse, wash, rinse, repeat with the other books that are coming back from CGC. So,
and the ultimate count on tonight's list, everybody, was 5. So I hope you had the over.
I don't think anybody played over under on this this week's
thing. I didn't see any comments. Yeah.
Thank you guys all so much. We're up at 8,033 subs now, which is great. Thank you so much. 130 of you watching. So please like, comment, subscribe, all that shit, and leave a comment after the video post to be put into the drawing for Thursday's giveaway. And JB is going to give something away to somebody the live chat, since there's so many of you and you guys support us. So Thursday,
giving away books.
I know.
Give it away.
Giving away books in the live chat.
We're
going to ask a question.
You guys have a question? Ask a question. No. So you see, I'm trailing along here. All right. Let me get a starting line going for you.
Well, I haven't thought of a question yet, but let me.
This is completely on the fly. See how TiVo rolls, everybody?
Yeah. You're rolling
on the fly.
On the punch.
On the punch.
30 lines in.
Okay.
You're digging, aren't you? You're digging.
This is a deep dive. This is a really deep dive. Deep. Okay. Who's seen Ready Player One?
Okay. I have not.
I've seen it. Yeah, I see
Ready
it.
Ready Player One,
right? There's a certain magical artifact that they have to invoke using a chant. What is that chant from originally? Steven Spielberg actually pulled that from a movie.
So it doesn't exist in real life. Folks, the special thing in Ready Player One is actually borrowed from another movie Spielberg.
Not by Steven Spielberg.
No.
One of my favorite movies of all time.
All right, chat, hit it up, chat. We got 120 still left in the chat. Throw out some.
Master now, Chief.
Nenve, Inthan, Ithrach.
Back to the Future.
I'll give you a hint. It has to do with, like, Excalibur, bam! Karen Witt. Fucking winner, man.
Nice.
Damn.
Nice.
Yeah.
So the spell that Merlin uses to conjure the dragon and the shadows is Nanathrakvelinve, and then it goes on and on and on. Well, the same thing is used in Ready Player One when they have this orb, and it creates that whole giant force field where the bad guys are hiding out, and then they all have to go and attack it. You invoke that, and then it comes up and pop up. And I thought that was the coolest Easter egg ever. Since I was a huge Excalibur fan, man, I was like, "Wow!" Because I heard that, I go, "I know that." You ever have that feeling?
Yeah, right.
That's a deep dive right there, man.
That is right, a deep dive.
There is someone in the chat. The person in the chat that thinks they were first, go ahead and refresh your chat. Jump out and jump back in and look at the chat and tell me if you still think you're first. I'm sorry. Yeah,
if you had top chat,
go,
I see Kerry.
Yeah, I see Kerry is the first one with Excalibur after the starting.
Yeah, I see Kerry. Yeah.
Who says that was second or first?
David thinks he was above Kerry.
You know what? Give him something too.
Yo! Boom! Two Bam. Times.
That's what we're doing things.
Congratulations.
You get a car. You get a car. And you get a car.
You get a car. Everybody gets a car.
All right, man.
Reach out to me on Instagram. Get me your address. We ship on Tuesdays.
We ship on Tuesdays right before Comic Book Wednesday.
All right, JB. Any last words?
No, thanks for having me on tonight's show. You know, I'm just the fill-in on Tuesdays. I'm normally a Thursday person, so I really appreciate this Tuesday crowd. It was fantastic, man. What a crowd you guys get up in here. I need to pay closer attention
the top
to this Tuesday crowd. Wow.
The top 10 doesn't get as many live viewers as the Shaker Show because...
Oh, maybe it's me. Hey, thanks for following me over
there
here.
You go. Yeah, yeah. Maybe. And it's the lack of Laura. People are like, I'm coming. Oh. I don't want to see... Oh, just kidding. Right. All right, Marty, any last words? Right.
Wait, I didn't get my tagline in. Hold on.
Are there any piece from Mocha Comics?
People got bingo cards all lined up trying to get these tags. So as always, everybody, don't forget. We had a good time.
All right. Any Bird City Comics, Peach from Mocha Comics? Because they want to say maybe Peach from Mocha and... Nope, sorry.
No.
Marty, any last words?
Thanks for watching, everybody. Thanks for commenting. Thanks for liking. Thanks for sharing. Thanks for subscribing. You guys are great out there. We really appreciate everything you guys do.
We ran late, too.
Yeah, a little late today for a Tuesday show, but nevertheless, still had fun. Thanks again for watching, everyone. See you Thursday.
Almost an hour. All right. Yeah. So for Marty, JB, Ms. Laura, Matt Damon, who can make it, but he'll be back next week on Thursday for the Shaker Show. So make sure you check it out. Special episode with Matt Damon. Until next time, boys and girls, keep digging in them long boxes. Peace out.
Legends of the universe. Their mission, to fight injustice, to right that which is wrong, and to serve all mankind.
TV. Now that's a name I've not heard.
You shall know that the Lord is
upright. What's in the box?